Let's listen to a beautiful voice. That's tenor and emerging opera star Javier Camarena, who experienced something extraordinary a couple of weeks ago at New York's Metropolitan Opera. He brought a full opera to a halt, forced by thunderous applause to sing an encore. The Met has long frowned on show-stopping encores, so much so that with this, Camarena's third encore, he joins legends Luciano Pavarotti and Juan Diego Flores as the only singers since 1942 to break the rules. Javier Camarena joined us in our DC studio. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
We actually are lucky in one sense. We can play now an excerpt of your encore because it was broadcast live on radio. But just before we hear it, tell us just briefly what we're going to hear, what piece of music.
The cavaletta from an aria from this opera is Don Pasquale, this Italian composer Gaetano Donizetti. And my role is Ernesto, and he's singing E se fia che ad altro getto, that means that if she fell in love with somebody else.
So his heart has been broken?
It's a little bitter comedy, and in this case, Ernesto wants to marry Norina, but his uncle doesn't want to because he wants Ernesto get married with a wealthy woman. But then there's a friend of Ernesto and friend of Norina who are making a plot against Pasquale, which is the uncle from Ernesto. So he's whining a little bit about that. But then he's happy if Norina finds happiness in another place. So that's the part he's singing now.
Whoa, I would have...
Yeah, I know. It's
no,
kind
no,
of...
No, I ask. I mean, this is opera. Well, let's play a little bit then.
Okay.
I have to say, the New York Times critic called that a fearless high D flat.
It is, actually. Yeah.
Well, let's turn the subject to you. Tell us a little about yourself. You grew up in Veracruz, Mexico.
Yeah.
And nothing really says opera in your background, although, well, tell us. You tell us.
My father was... now he's retired, some kind like Homer Simpson, you know, he was working on a nuclear plant and doing these kind of nuclear things. I really don't know what he was doing there. My mother is a chef and now she's teaching cooking. We loved music at home. We could hear like every kind of music, but classic.
Every kind except classic.
Yeah.
And I also read just a little along the way that you sang in a cover band, made some money as a wedding singer.
Yeah, kind of.
So when did you discover opera?
Actually, I was already in my third year in singing lessons. I didn't know nothing about opera singing. And I had an Italian professor who made this like workshop for listening to operas. So I could see my first opera in video. And this was Placido Domingo and Eva Marton at the Met singing Turandot from Puccini. And I was so, so in love then. And everything became clear. And I back then knew that I wanted to do this as a tenor.
What does your family think?
Yeah, the beginning was funny because I was supposed to be an engineer. I was studying electromechanics. So I dropped the university for being an engineer and I went to music and my parents didn't know nothing about that.
Was your father angry?
Yeah, they were very, very angry. But they saw actually I was really passionate and very dedicated. The last discussion I had with my mother, she said, many people thought back then, What are you going to do? You're studying music. What's going to be of your life? Are you going to finish sweeping streets? And I said, yeah, maybe I will, but I will be happy. Life is too short for not being happy.
Is there some small thing that you could sing for us now? to give us an encore, actually.
An encore. No, actually, from Italian composer Tosti, is a song that is called Ideale.
Io ti segui come ride di pace lungo le vie del cielo. Io ti segui come un'amica face della notte del velo. E ti senti nella luce, nell'aria, nel profumo dei fiori. E fu piena la stanza solitaria di te, dei tuoi splendori.
Yeah, something like that.
Bravo! I can hear people clapping all over America. Which brings us back to that thunderous applause at the Met, filled with a rapturous audience. How does that feel?
I mean, it's the Met, and it's around 3,000 people there. And it feels like a tsunami sound coming to you, and it's covering every single space in the theater. And I always so excited, like my stomach is always like shaking. It's really, really magical and special moment, and I think the best way to understand it is actually living it.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for this time and for the interview.
Tenor Javier Camarena. He's earned a place in the history of the Met with his third encore. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Rachel Martin.